It's contender pretender season, a quarter of the way through the NBA season here. The Memphis Grizzlies, currently in the middle of the pack in the Western Conference. Will they stay there? Will they ascend to higher heights, or will they fall to the depths of despair? It's an interesting question, one that DeMichael Cole and I are going to tackle on this episode of Locked On Grizzlies. Please lock in.
You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to another episode of Locked On Grizzlies. I am one of your hosts, Joe Monax, joined once again by the very suave, very handsome, very Nike-centric, hoodie-wearing, just all-around attractive human being, DeMichael Cole. How are you doing, sir? The rose to my thorn.
What's going on, Joe? I see you're catching on to the heavy Nike hoodie.
I'm a Nike guy.
Nike, this isn't a promo for Nike here.
We're not getting paid by Nike. If they want to, that'd be cool. Yeah, but we're not.
I own some Adidas hoodies as well, but sure. My this is, you know, for those who are very familiar with Memphis, you know that Memphis is a Nike hub. We have the Nike factory here, and it's just so easy for me to get my hands on these bad boys. Yeah. Where in a lot of other places, it's not as easy. So, but I'm doing great, Joe. You know, 2 days in between games, we don't get a lot of those with the Grizzlies. So I'm sure people are, you know, excited that we're finally, you know, getting back to some action here and against a very familiar foe.
And on a quick side note, it was cool to see Grizzlies players, Rob Fisher, the sideline reporter for the Memphis Grizzlies. They spent their off day in New York, which, no offense to Minnesota, that was the right decision. I'm glad they spent the off day in New York.
Minnesota got 6 inches of snow, someone told me. So they definitely made the right decision.
So weather-wise, it was the right choice. And just New York at Christmas time is an awesome place to go see. And so all around, kudos to the Grizzlies. They handled that pretty well. Thank you for making Locked On Grizzlies your first choice each and every day. We are part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Check us out on YouTube, rate, review, subscribe. You obviously can listen to us anywhere you get podcasts. Any input, any feedback is appreciated between DeMichael and I, always looking for that either constructive criticism or just a shout out saying how good we're doing, how handsome DeMichael looks. How I didn't break the camera that particular episode. It's appreciated. However you take in the show, thank you for doing so. And today's title sponsor, DeMichael, I know you're excited about this. This is my personal favorite item that
we
are fortunate enough to talk about here on Locked On Grizzlies. Today's episode is brought to you by Sweatblock. If you or someone you love is experiencing embarrassing sweat or odor, try Sweatblock. Save 20% with promo code Locked On at sweatblock.com. It's also available on Amazon. DeMichael, we are on the cusp of the second quarter of the NBA season getting underway. The Grizzlies have officially played 20 games as of this recording. They are 12-8. Obviously, other teams are moving and shaking, playing as we record this episode. So we're not going to get into specifics of where folks stand as you, dear listener, dear viewer, check out the podcast. But I do think this is a wonderful time to reflect, right? To take a moment to just kind of gather ourselves and look at the lay of the land in the Western Conference and see where the Memphis Grizzlies currently fit. Because as of this recording, they are right smack dab in the middle of the Western Conference. But what makes the West unique right now, DeMichael, and I know you already know this, the Grizzlies, again, as of this recording, 2 losses out of the loss column, because again, everybody's played different amounts of games, from the Phoenix Suns, the team currently at the top of the Western Conference. But they are also 2 games in the loss column behind being in the play-in tournament with a team like the Utah Jazz, Golden State, which we'll talk more about this, likely not to stay in that conversation. The point is everybody's extremely tight, right? It is extremely crunched and bunched. There isn't a ton of separation to this point. Literally 5 games in the loss column separate the Phoenix Suns at the top and a team like the Minnesota Timberwolves, who the Grizzlies are very familiar with. We'll talk more about them at the end of the episode, at the bottom in terms of play-in chasing. So let's start with our beloved Grizzlies, DeMichael, the team that you and I cover, follow. You cover for the Commercial Appeal. I've been following for over a decade through grizzlybearblues.com and now here as part of the Locked On Podcast Network, or the, Locked On Podcast Network, excuse me. The Grizzlies are in the middle, right? They could be fourth, they could be third, they could be fifth. There's moving pieces. We'll say they're in the middle. Are we confident that they're going to stay there? Do we think that they are likely to ascend? Do we think that they are probably going to fall back a little bit? When you look at the lay of the land in the Western Conference, where are the Grizzlies fitting in terms of competitiveness and potential to get out of the West once the playoffs come around?
The thing is, with these Western Conference standings, it's funny because, Joe, I can almost promise you, we can take a screenshot, screen grab of how it looks right now, and there's the potential for this thing to almost be inverted. Mm-hmm. Like not you know, completely inverted, but 5 to 9 to 10, there's a potential that a lot of those could end up 1, 2, 3, 4 when we're talking about the end of the season, not only because it's so tight, but remember before the season we talked about, imagine Denver when they get Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. back. Well, guess what? If you've been watching Jamal Murray, you know he isn't quite back to the Jamal Murray that he was pre-injury. And they just watching and reading to the people, you know, out there. I know Mike Singer, great writer for the Denver Post out there. I read him a lot. And a lot of the people are talking about how he's going to get back to that level eventually. It's building up. He's getting closer. Factor that in. We touch on this 1,000 times with the Clippers. You see they're being super cautious with Kawhi Leonard. And from the bits and pieces I've seen of Kawhi, he's still that guy. He is still the claw. It's just, you know, they're going to ramp him up. And, you know, over the course of the season, we'll see more of him. Same thing with John Wall. Of course, Golden State looks like they're starting to really round into form, figure out some rotation things. Of course, their bench was like the worst in the NBA.
And now Curry has somehow gotten better, which is just terrifying to think.
I don't know, Joe. I mean, the guy just – he wakes up 50, 40, 90. Like, yeah, just when they thought, hey, I'm 33, 34 years old, let me go drop 50, 40, 90, let them know I'm still the same guy. Like, I don't get it. Not only that, Klay Thompson's three-point shooting percentage, it's just back up to 40 now, just like it is all those other seasons where he's completely healthy. So, yeah, they're turning back into that force. We've talked about, you know, Minnesota and just a couple other teams, you know, potentially. You know, I mean, I don't know how much better the Lakers can be, but you know they're not going to settle, being that LeBron James is – you know, on the back nine of his career and Anthony Davis.
And they still have LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
Exactly. You don't want to go in a series playing against LeBron James at the end of the day because he's LeBron James. So with all that being said, Joe, just to not belabor the point here, the Grizzlies are going through some of those same things. Desmond Bane out right now. We haven't seen Zaire Williams this regular season. We haven't seen the Grizzlies starting five, the preferred starting five as a whole. And we've seen all those players improve. As I mentioned on the last episode, they're going to be fun to watch. That alone lets me believe that I think right now, when you combine that, they're off to one of the better starts, not by a lot, as you mentioned, it's jam-packed. One of the better starts, and all things considered, I think the Grizzlies, I feel more firm now in saying that they will end up in that top four.
I don't think the Memphis Grizzlies are going to be the one seed in the Western Conference. I don't even necessarily think the Memphis Grizzlies will have a better record than they did last year with the 56-26. I do think they'll be in that 2-3 seed range, though. I think they'll be in the same type of conversation. And here's why. Because they have lost some of the most games due to injury of anybody in the National Basketball Association, whether it's Jaren Jackson Jr. starting the year on injured reserve, whether it is Desmond Bane now being out, and I know there's not really an update with Bane at this point, still kind of a day-to-day, week-to-week kind of thing with Desmond. Zaire Williams hasn't played a lick. You have a team that we still don't know how good they can actually be, and they're 12-8, right? So I think that this is a squad that is going to improve, going to continue to get better. They're so young. And we have a large sample size of development from this coaching staff, from this training staff, that they're going to get better. And between health and just general improvement, you know, we talked on yesterday's show about, or at least I thought they weren't necessarily going to make a trade. I hope they do because I like trades and I think they could use a score off the bench. You and I are on the same page on that. But I think just from internal improvement and health, they're going to get better. I'm not sure how much the other teams around them can actually get better compared to what the Grizzlies can do. So I think the Grizzlies are going to ascend. I think that they are going to be in the top three before all is said and done. Again, chasing the Phoenix Suns, we'll talk more about that in the next segment. I have a theory on the Suns, and I'm interested to see what your thought is about the Phoenix Suns, and I'll lead off with that in our second segment. But before I get to that, of course, I have to shout out, I can't stress enough, this is just my absolute favorite product that we talk about as part of the Locked On Podcast Network. It's Sweatblock, and it's just phenomenal, the way that they handle embarrassing sweat. I got to tell you, I sweat profusely. Whether I'm on a date with my wife, whether I'm teaching or coaching, I am just a sweaty guy. And it doesn't smell, thankfully, but it just comes out just a lot. And I'm drenched just thinking about the sweat that I could potentially have, especially in the hot summer months. I don't hide anymore. I am proud of my sweatiness because I know that Sweatblock exists and it can help me. It fixes my problem, Sweatblock does. It gives me the confidence to wear what I want without embarrassing sweat. Wipes are featured from Sweatblock and tested on places like the Rachel Ray Show, tested by firefighters, shown to be effective. And I'm telling you right now, your buddy Joe here, I'm so excited, I can't even take it. Sweatblock is that powerful, all right? If you or someone you love is experiencing embarrassing sweater odor, try Sweatblock. Save 20% with promo code LOCKEDON at sweatblock.com. It's also available on Amazon. Makes the perfect holiday stocking stuffer for that podcaster that you love so much. DeMichael, we are talking contenders. We are talking people that are among the Memphis Grizzlies in the same realm. I think we both agree Memphis will be right in that top 3 to 4-ish range. They're not going to fall, barring some terrible unforeseen injury, right? Who's going to join Memphis on that list? I'm going to start off our conversation. I mentioned this in the previous segment. The Phoenix Suns. Here's my theory on the Phoenix Suns, and I wish I could give credit to the person that I saw tweet about it. I'm mad at myself. I had had the thought before, so I'm not that mad about not citing my source, but I saw it, and it made me think of it again. I think the Phoenix Suns are going to stay the 1 or 2 seed, and I think they're going to lose in the first round. Because you know who the Phoenix Suns are? They're the James Harden Rockets. That's who they are. That's who they are. Devin Booker is this generation's, and I know James Harden's still playing, but rewind 5 years or so, I see Devin Booker as James Harden. That just clicked in my head, and it made so much sense. They're going to be a really strong regular season
Chris
team.
Paul.
Right. Chris Paul is a common denominator in that conversation.
Man, he's blowing a lot of 2-0 leads out here.
DeMichael gets it. So I see the Suns as the Rockets led by James Harden, a very good regular season team that is going to always struggle in the postseason. Okay, that is my perception of them. So in terms of contenders for those top seeds, I think Phoenix is going to stay in that conversation. Doesn't necessarily mean they're a playoff threat, but I do think that they're going to be in that mix. I think the Clippers, who we talked a little bit about in the first segment, when you have Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, John Wall, looks very much like he's still capable of being John Wall. They obviously have the idea of maintaining those guys. They're not as worried about the regular season. They just want to get into the mix. I'm sure they'd love to be a top 4 seed, so I think they'll be in that conversation. They're in it right now as we speak. So I would say the Clippers, and then a team that's currently, again, in the play-in at the moment, the Golden State Warriors are not going to be in the play-in. They're going to figure it out. They're going to get rolling. They're going to get up into those top 2 or 3 seeds just because they have Steph Curry, who's the best player on the planet. They've got other pieces in place. And if they have to, they will make a trade to bring in one of those guys because they are very much interested in winning now, whereas the Grizzlies front office is less likely to make such a distinct move, if that makes sense. So for me, it's Phoenix, it is the Clippers, and it's the Warriors. I think those are the three teams most in line to threaten the Grizzlies standing in their ascent up the Western Conference. What say you, DeMichael?
I like the list. I'll put it similarly, but I'll kind of, you know, reword some of the language here. You know, Phoenix, I completely understand your point on that one. The Clippers and the Warriors, I will say this about both of those teams, just from what we've seen, not just this season, but over the course of the past 2 to 3 seasons. They don't care about the regular season. They don't. I don't think the Grizzlies are going to have to too much worry about battling those teams for seeding, because quite frankly, they're not going to be those teams in the last 10 to 15 games playing guys 42 minutes to try to get the 2 seed or the 3 seed or the 4 seed. They'll probably rest. You know, remember Steph Curry, right? He started the postseason coming off the bench because that's when they brought him back. There was no rush to bring him back towards the end of the regular season, in theory, when they probably could have and things like that. And, you know, so I think that's their mindset. We know how the Clippers operate with Kawhi Leonard. We know how Kawhi Leonard operates with his body. So I think it's a couple other teams that you're not mentioning, Joe, that are going to factor into this. Those Pelicans are talented.
Yeah, not, but they're the Pelicans.
I know, Joe.
That's not the best analysis, data-driven, eye test. They're the Pelicans.
But you saw what CJ McCollum did to the Grizzlies.
I did.
And I'm going to say this. The Grizzlies, when Herb Jones is in the lineup, the Grizzlies can sweep the Pelicans. Like, literally. Because the way they're able to deploy Jaren Jackson Jr. to help out those other guys – they can win as many games as they want playing that style with Herb Jones in the lineup. But the Pelicans wouldn't have had him in the lineup if CJ McCollum and you know, the full band was out there, because, you know, they can make some adjustments. They can go, instead of starting Herb Jones, they can say, hey, let's go CJ McCollum. Let's go a guy like Alvarado or Trey Murphy or one of those guys, and let's go with you know, Brandon Ingram, Zion, and Jonas, and they can kind of adjust to that. Now, granted, you do some defensive things with Herb Jones, but anyways, all that's to say, I think the Pelicans are as big of a threat, you know, when we're talking about to the Grizzlies, right? Like, they match up really well. I think that's one that you have to throw out there. And then Denver. Did you forget what I said about Jamal Murray?
No, I didn't forget what you said. I just ran out of teams. I wanted to have three. That was a good, strong number. And Denver would have been my fourth.
Denver would have been Joe's fourth, so he's not sleeping on Denver at all here, so we don't have to have that entire conversation. At the end of the day –
please don't yell at me, Matt Moore, HP Basketball on Twitter, Locked On, Nuggets, all that stuff.
Yeah.
We go way back. You have a grizzly bear as your icon, your avatar, whatever it's called. So don't be mad at me, Matt. Nuggets are pretty good.
Nuggets are pretty good. And Jokic, Bones Highland, Michael Porter Jr. What about Bruce Brown? What he's done over there is being their energy guy. I think they have a very well-rounded group. Aaron Gordon as well. That's a team I think that can go toe-to-toe with the Grizzlies. So, and just like we said before the season, in the Western Conference, it's going to be about who's healthiest. You know, because you talk about the Grizzlies, if they got that full five out there, they can give anybody trouble. I'm talking about they can beat anyone. If they're just missing one of those five guys, it's a difference. Any one of them. You're missing Dylan Brooks, who's guarding Devin Booker, you know? And that drastically changes that. Who's guarding Kawhi Leonard, you know? Who's guarding Jamal Murray, you know, if you're missing Dylan Brooks? And if you're missing Desmond Bane, you're very susceptible to some bad shooting nights, and teams are going to, you know, expose that more in the postseason. We don't have to say what happens when you're missing John Morant, because we saw it in the postseason last season, what happens when you're missing John Morant. And then down the line, when you're missing Steven Adams, you're at a rebound at disadvantage. Jaren Jackson Jr., we saw the defense without Jaren Jackson Jr. at the beginning of the season, and it wasn't pretty. So with all that being said, we've seen just the overall impact of all five of those guys. You need all those guys out there to get the full course of what the Grizzlies bring to the table. And it's the same way for those other teams. I think, you know, we've talked about, you know, the Pelicans right now without CJ McCollum because he's in the protocols. I think Brandon Ingram had the toe injury, and, you know, he's probably going to be back soon. But, you know, they're battling that. Cam Johnson and Chris Paul are out for the Suns. Jamal Murray is still working his way back. Kawhi Leonard is out. A lot of moving pieces. That's why I think at the end of the day, when we get after the All-Star break, the Western Conference is going to look drastically different. And with all that being said, I think we're talking about seeding. It's going to be the Suns in there, as you mentioned. The Pelicans are going to be in that conversation. The Nuggets are going to be in that conversation. Golden State, just off talent alone, will probably eventually enter that conversation. And the Clippers, off of talent alone, will probably enter that conversation. But I don't think they're going to say, hey, we're fighting for that 2 seed, so we don't have to play this team in the first round or this team in the second round. They just want to get out. They don't want to be in the play-in. As long as they're not in the play-in, they probably don't care. I feel like those veteran teams just – that's how they feel.
And the Memphis Grizzlies are probably closer to that veteran perspective than they are to the desire to want to have that top seed. So maybe that will help a team like the Pelicans achieve a higher rank than perhaps I give them credit for. That's a fair point, DeMichael. Conspicuous by their absence, DeMichael, is the team that the Memphis Grizzlies are taking on tonight. We'll talk about why we do not believe in the Minnesota Timberwolves and a couple other squads in our final segment on this episode of Locked On Grizzlies. But first, I want to say thank you again for making Locked On Grizzlies your first listen. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast, the biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. It is available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get podcasts. This episode of Locked On Grizzlies is brought to you by ExpressVPN. So we all know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, right? But here's something you may not know. You can also use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries. Maybe you've run out of stuff to watch on Netflix. This will change your world. ExpressVPN allows you to binge The Office on UK Netflix. It's so simple to do. You just sign into Netflix, fire up the ExpressVPN app, change my location to the UK, refresh Netflix, and that's it. ExpressVPN lets you control what you want sites to think you're located. You can choose from almost 100 different countries. So just imagine all the Netflix libraries you can go through. Love Korean dramas? Use ExpressVPN to Parasite off South Korean Netflix with your Netflix subscription. But it's not just Netflix. ExpressVPN works with any streaming service. Hulu, BBC, iPlayer, YouTube, you name it. There are hundreds of VPNs out there, but the reason I use ExpressVPN to watch shows is because it's ridiculously fast. There's never any buffering or lag, and you can stream in HD no problem. ExpressVPN also works on all your devices from phones, media, consoles, smart TVs, all of the above. You can watch what you want on the big screen or on the go. So if you want to get access to hundreds of new shows, go to expressvpn.com/lockedon right now, and you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/lockedon. expressvpn.com/lockedon to learn more. The Minnesota Timberwolves are a complete and total farce. Okay, I'm just going to start this segment just making it very clear that they are terrible. Hilariously, Patrick Beverley was important to them, and he has completely altered the face of that organization. The fact that Kyle Anderson has to be a part of that team, well, he got paid, and I'm happy for him in that way. It makes me sad because I am a member of CAFCA, that Kyle Anderson Appreciation Society, and I am disappointed that he's probably not going to be in the playoffs this coming season. Because the Timberwolves are one of the three teams that I don't believe in, DeMichael, in terms of being able to hang with the Grizzlies as the season grinds forth. Because, again, the Timberwolves are currently below 500, but there's still three games in the loss column going into tonight's game with Memphis. So it's not like they are so far behind that they couldn't theoretically catch the Grizzlies. I don't see it happening. I also don't see it happening for the Sacramento Kings. And maybe I'm wrong for that because I know the Kings are fun. They're lighting the beam whenever they get victories. And obviously the game, I listened to your episode about Fox versus Morant. You're exactly right. That's a really cool rivalry that's budding there. I just think that Sacramento, at some point, something's going to fade for them just because that's the precedent. That's the history, right? I'm the least confident in my picks when it comes to Sacramento. I could see them hanging around. But it's the Timberwolves, and the one that I'm most confident in between the three, again, Kings, Timberwolves, the Jazz. The Jazz were a wonderful story to start the season. They were frauds from the beginning, and I don't mean that in a bad way. Those players should be commended for the way that they played. They did a great job. I think they hired the right coach. That front office is just very the opposite of trying to win, right? Like, they want to tank. I'm not sure that they're going to be able to tank as strongly as they wanted to, but they just have no desire from an organizational standpoint to want to be good, whereas the Kings most certainly do, and the Timberwolves went essentially all in for Rudy Gobert. So those two teams are going to fight a little bit harder, make an extra trade if they need to. The Jazz are going to be content to just let everybody else hop in front of them.
Yeah. And it's one more team that you didn't mention is the Mavs there. And They're gonna move on up. Yeah, you know, they're figuring some things out. Everyone, you know, speaking on the Mavs, and I'm gonna get more back to, you know, the Grizzlies Timberwolves thing here, because that is the game on today. But when you talk about the Mavs, this interesting little narrative that's starting to develop about get Luka Doncic some help. I want to just remind people really quickly that Kristaps Porzingis is averaging 21 points and 8 boards right now.
Was it Jalen Brunson on the Dallas Mavericks?
Jalen Brunson is averaging 21 points, and Grizzlies fans can attest he just almost single-handedly brought them back against the Grizzlies. And the Grizzlies threw Dylan Brooks at him. They threw Conchar at him. They threw the full kitchen sink at him, and it didn't matter. So the help just went to New York, and you traded the help, right? And Kristaps Porzingis.
Spencer Dinwiddie's the help, right?
Spencer Dinwiddie's the help. So I'm
hurt.
You get no sympathy from me, Dallas fans.
Agreed.
Going getting back to this Timberwolves angle here. This is a huge game for the Grizzlies coming up. And it's one that I think the Grizzlies should win, because the big point here is no Karl Anthony Towns.
Another reason they're frauds.
No Karl Anthony Towns. And you pointed out something earlier about, you know, what is this team going to look like without him? Well, I think that's an interesting thing, because I think a big problem with Minnesota was they tried this big Twin Towers, two guys, you know, put Karl Anthony Towns at the power forward spot, even though he was like an all-NBA player at center. Some things just don't make sense to me. We overthink such a simple game sometimes, and I think that's what they did in Minnesota, giving away your young valuable guys like Jared Vanderbilt. I mean, he was a big part, and now in Utah, they love the guy. So with all that being said, this is a different looking, you know, team over there in Minnesota, and we'll see, you know, because Anthony Edwards, he's been clamoring for space, right? He's been asking for space. He wants space. No Karl Anthony Towns in line. He's going to get a little bit more space. And Karl Anthony Towns is a great three-point shooter, but anyone who watches basketball knows you want him to go to the post so he can dominate the game. So more spacing for Anthony Edwards, I think, will create more scoring opportunities for him. And, you know, D'Angelo Russell has been playing much better basketball as of late. You know, they went on that, I think, four-game win streak after that last loss to the Grizzlies. And D'Angelo Russell playing better was a big part of that. But I still don't think this is a team you should sleep on, Joe. I think with Rudy Gobert still protecting the paint, Anthony Edwards going to, I think, get a little stats boost without Karl Anthony Towns in the lineup. And D'Angelo Russell's playing better basketball as of late. You still have, like, a nice – you know, three-headed configuration. And then, of course, you know, Jaden McDaniels, you know, Kyle Anderson are good pieces. Jalen Noel off the bench as a scorer. Jordan McLaughlin, you know, we saw him change some games earlier this season. And even in against the Grizzlies last season in the postseason, really have a big impact. They have some pieces. So this is going to be a fun game to watch. But at the end of the day, no Karl Anthony Towns is such a huge factor. I mean, we saw how big he was against the Grizzlies. I mean, he was the sole reason Memphis went from starting Steven Adams the entire season to removing him mid-series to not playing at all, because Karl Anthony Towns was so dominant, you know, in that matchup. And even in the first game, limited with foul trouble, I think he played 26 minutes, but he had 13 points, 10 rebounds. No Karl Anthony Towns is a big reason why the Grizzlies should win, but will they win is the question, because this Timberwolves team will look different, and I think Anthony Edwards is a big beneficiary of that.
I do think that you'll see in this game tonight a bit of a run where the Grizzlies try to figure out what the heck Minnesota is going to do, right? Because you haven't really seen the Timberwolves with Rudy Gobert by himself. So those shots do need to get redistributed somewhere. I agree that Edwards will take more of them. I just am not sold on Russell being that second scoring option that he's going to have to be, right? And I think part of the reason that he had been better was you had Anthony Edwards and Cat, and you know, the third guy now has to be the second guy has to be Russell. And with that increase in usage, I'm not sold that he's going to be able to maintain that level of efficiency that you mentioned. So he had been playing better, but I think it was partially because of role, much like how Tyus Jones will play better and Brandon Clark will play better once they're back in their ideal roles for the Grizzlies, once the team is healthier, so to speak. The Kings, like I said, I after talking a little bit about it, I think I regret that choice. The Kings will probably stay in the mix Fox is too good. Sabonis is really helping them. They're surprisingly deep. Sacramento is. I think they're getting better. Mike Brown is doing a good job coaching up the guys like Terrence Davis and others. So I'll retract my King statement. I apologize to Sacramento fans. I stand with the Jazz. I stand with the Timberwolves. And, you know, if I had to replace somebody, it'd probably be the Trailblazers. It's hard for me to see that team maintain their footing. They are outside of the play-in. I could see them maybe being an 8 or 9 or 10 seed. But, and again, it's very close as we record this. I see Portland cooling off a little bit. So maybe I'll replace Sacramento with Portland. But there is our take on the current state of the Western Conference. Make sure you're sharing your thoughts on the current lay of the land in the comments on YouTube, hitting us up on Twitter. Obviously, you see our Twitter handles there as you listen to the show. I'm at Joe Mullinax. He's at DeMichael C on Twitter. Message us. How do you think things will shake out? Who are you buying into and who are you not so confident in the Western Conference entering the second quarter of the 2022-2023 season? Thanks for making Locked On Grizzlies your first listen today. For your second listen today, check out Locked On Sports Today. From the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights that only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. The next time Locked On Grizzlies hits the podcast waves and the YouTube waves, we'll have another game to talk about. Obviously, this Minnesota Timberwolves team takes on the Grizzlies on Wednesday night, so we'll be able to discuss that. You'll have a new month that we'll be entering, the month that includes, I would say, the biggest regular season game in the history of the Memphis Grizzlies organization, the Christmas Day showdown with the Golden State Warriors. Maybe we can talk a little bit about that. Maybe we'll save that for getting closer to Christmas time. And maybe it's a chance to, Michael, for, you know, we talk about calling me at Christmas. Christmas is approaching. So lots of different angles that we can take as the calendar turns the next time we're on Locked On Grizzlies.
Yeah, and there's going to be some news. I mean, there's going to be Zion Williams, you know, getting closer. There's going to be some Desmond Bane news, you know, getting a little bit closer there as well. So definitely going to keep you updated on the progress of those two players as well. And, you know, Dylan Brooks is questionable for this game. We've talked about, you know, him. He's questionable against the Timberwolves for some soreness. So we talk about guarding Anthony Edwards. That's another big piece.
Yeah, that would be a bad thing.
If he doesn't play, we saw Anthony Edwards give the Grizzlies a little bit of trouble sometimes last season. So all things considered, the Grizzlies are in a very good spot right now. And December, it's going to be a big month, not only just because of the historical precedence of those games that you mentioned, but they're going to go on the road to Denver. They got to go to Golden State. They got to go to Phoenix. Then you turn around and play Phoenix at home after that. Some huge games. I think Miami. You got the Sixers on Friday. Big games coming up. This is going to be a big month for the Grizzlies kind of to either flex their muscles or to say, yeah, we got a little ways to go.
Get that toe healthy as soon as possible, Des. Just saying. For DeMichael, I'm Joe. Make sure you're rating, reviewing, subscribing, wherever you get your podcasts, commenting on YouTube. All of that is appreciated as we continue to grow Locked On Grizzlies, make it the best show that we can. Make sure you're following DeMichael on Twitter at DeMichael C. I'm at Joe Mullinax. Until next time, stay locked in, Grizzlies fans. This is Locked On Grizzlies.